Hello, I'm Andrew Tarkin. You're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. The New York Daily News is no longer headquartered on East 42nd Street, but the Daily News building still stands as a shining Art Deco tribute to the inky art of the newspaper. And while its designer left an indelible mark on the city, to many outside observers, the building might be more familiar as the workplace of a certain mild-mannered reporter. Here's Monocle's Ben Rylan.
It's an evening like any other outside 220 East 42nd Street in Midtown Manhattan. A young, mild-mannered journalist is just leaving the office for the day, exiting through the Daily News building's shimmering brass revolving door. As he strolls along the busy sidewalk, he notices a little more chaos and commotion than usual. And everyone's eyes appear to be gazing up at the sky, fixed upon not a bird and not a plane either. The young reporter glances up at the peak of the news building to find a helicopter dangerously perched at the roof's edge, with a young woman dangling precariously from her seatbelt. He makes a swift dash for the revolving door and, in a flash and a blur, transforms himself into the Man of Steel, Superman.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me! Who's got you?
Before it was immortalized on the screen in 1978's Superman as the headquarters of Clark Kent's fictional newspaper, The Daily Planet, New York's Daily News building had stood proudly for nearly 50 years as one of the city's most spectacular monuments to the craft of journalism. When plans for the building were put in place in the late 1920s, architect Raymond Hood had already won acclaim for his 1924 design of Chicago's Tribune Tower, which is still today home to that city's newspaper. That same year, he began work on New York's American Radiator building, with a design that was, ironically, based upon Eliel Saarinen's unsuccessful bid for the Tribune Tower. Back then, this section of Manhattan was fairly unpopular, and few ambitious architects would have seen the chance to develop a skyscraper here as prime opportunity. But the Daily News had just surpassed 1 million in circulation, and they needed somewhere to house all those noisy printing presses. Today, approaching the Daily News building on foot isn't too dissimilar to how it might have been during its golden age. A short walk from Grand Central Terminal, the Chrysler Building, and the United Nations headquarters, stepping inside the news building's revolving door is to visit the grand, optimistic age of newspaper journalism. Strike a Superman pose and peer up at the sky. You might first notice an ornamental mural depicting an awe-inspiring skyscraper reaching for the heavens, atop a line of text that reads, "He made so many of them." Part of a quote attributed to Abraham Lincoln. Look higher still and you'll spot the many windows affixed with dark, contrasting panels below a series of Art Deco details. But gazing all the way up to the building's peak might at first provoke confusion. It does appear suspiciously shorter than in the 1978 film. That's because, through the alchemy of optical effects, the height of the building was doubled in the film, adding extra drama to Superman's first reveal during that famous helicopter sequence. A closer look at some of the shots reveal traces of the movie's trickery. Interior scenes of the Daily Planet's lobby were actually shot here too. The world's largest indoor globe still moves in its eternal rotation, hovering above a series of glass panels depicting the distance between the Earth, Sun, and stars. Dotted throughout this internal solar system, we also find wind speed measurements, thermometers, and other scientific curiosities illustrating the wonders of our world. The Daily News may no longer be based here, but Raymond Hood's sense of wonder and curiosity never ceased. His next project took him higher still, with the majestic Rockefeller Center, though he sadly passed away before its completion. But his legacy? Well, that still lingers throughout the streets of New York. You need only look up.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ben Rylan for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.